Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. Murder at Joe's River Plantation. More evidence revealed. On this day, October 1st, in the year 1823, additional information was published in the Barbadian as it related to Robert William Beale, a white guard who was found dead at Joe's River Woods. Beale was employed on the Joe's River Plantation, and without evidence, his demise was declared a murder. On this program, aired September 27th, the call for justice in investigating the incident was the focus for that day. It was due to the writing of a letter to the editor penned by Y, who opined that protocols for these types of incidents had not followed standard norms and made the call for justice to be done. As a result, and in an attempt to resolve the issue, Y's article was reprinted, along with documentary evidence which was exposed for public perusal and scrutiny. Therefore, according to the newspaper, the hope was that by revisiting the issue, some illumination of the circumstances would result because, quote, the mysterious circumstances connected with the horrid murder has been the subject of much conversation, especially in the parish where it took place, where the inhabitants of the parish meant to offer a reward in the public papers for the discovery of the murderer, end quote. The need for information, as was emphasized by the writer, was real, widespread, and ongoing. To this end, and given the public outcry and anxiety across the island, His Excellency the Governor Sir Henry Ward published the inquisition and correspondence between himself, Mr. Thorpe the coroner for St. Joseph, and other officials. Y had stated in his letter that there was no investigation or proclamation, but the coroner's report revealed that on the discovery of the remains, the coroner had immediately chosen 8 members of the parish to be jurors, men who were described as quote-unquote good and lawful men. However, the sum of the investigation as revealed by the documents and communications of the authorities indicated that the evidence to support murder was markedly lacking. The governor communicated to the attorney general that even if Beale had been murdered, the evidence transmitted by the coroner did not give sufficient grounds for such a conclusion. John Beckles wrote, quote, there was not sufficient evidence before the jury to authorize them to find that Beale was murdered, end quote. The coroner reported being satisfied that the inquisition had been thorough, but given the complete decimation of the body by dogs, quote, it was out of the power of any man to say how or in what manner the deceased was murdered, end quote. Therefore, the evidence revealed in the communication between the authorities would determine that an investigation had in fact been mounted from the time the remains had been discovered. However, the actions of the jury in finding that the deceased was murdered, in spite of a lack of conclusive evidence, the report of the coroner, and the orders of the governor, were together telling about the state of mind of the inhabitants. Therefore, it can be said that with or without proven evidence, there was an expected end to this matter, and a segment of the population was in pursuit of that outcome, which alone would be acceptable to them.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.